Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Phil C. This is Corner Country on allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 87.6 Backwater Country, 24/7 Country Channel, and also 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula in Tasmania. And have I got a show planned for you today, listeners? Got some fabulous artists planned. Amber Lawrence, Angie Boxall, Angus Gill. I'm just going down alphabetically. I'm also going to be playing some by Drake Dantier, Busby Maru, and who else do we have? Becky Cole. Got some fabulous artists coming your way and some incredible songs. Do it every Sunday from 2 p.m. on allaussieradio.com.au. Going to kick off the show with a number by Adam Brand. The song is called The Anzac.
He was working on the land with his mom and dad. He left behind his girl, joined up to see the world, and made his mother sad. He made it through the war, came back to town help his father work the fields and rebuild his life somehow. And everybody called him the Anzac. That's still what they call him now. Set his mind to stay when his father passed away and the rivers ran dry. He said, I'll take care of you, Mom. I fought before and won. We can win this fight. And all alone he'd work all day until he'd drop, until the place got back to best, he didn't stop. There were times he thought he'd been forgotten, but every night at 6 o'clock, they'd stand for that man they called the Anzac. Those who gave their lives for us, they'd stand for that man they call the Anzac, for fighting for the land he time. Every year we all remember him. At the crack of dawn we stand as one for all our fallen friends. So drink to that man we call the Anzac. We will remember him. So stand that man we call the Anzac. Those who gave their lives for us, let's stand for that man we call the Anzac, fighting for the land he loved. So stand.
There you go, listeners. Adam Brand, what a sensational country singer, and what a fabulous song, The Anzac. Now, Adam was born 27th of January 1970 in Perth. Now, his first stage appearance, believe it or not, was at the age of three, singing How Much Is That Doggy in the Window with his father, Mick, at a pub in Perth. Since then, of course, he's released 14 albums, has won 12 Country Music Awards of Australia, and has been voted CMC Oz Artist of the Year 5 consecutive years from 2007 to 2011. And his first album, his debut album, was released in 1997. I'm going to play a song now by Amber Lawrence. Now, she was born in 1978. And five of her studio albums have reached the ARIA album charts top 50. The song I'm going to play for you is her brand new one. It's a number called 5 Years of
my
You.
My heart just fell out of my chest in a uniform, a lunchbox and a hat. I had to put on a brave face. Oh, isn't it my job just to smile and wave? 'Cause I had 5 years of you in my life, holding my hand every little moment. Oh, I had 5 years of you in my life, and sometimes I just wish I could go back, but don't slow down, little one.
Listeners, Amber Lawrence, what a beautiful song, 5 Years of You. If you've just joined us, my name is Phil C. This is Corner Country on allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 87.6 Backwater Country, which is a 24/7 country channel and also 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula there in Tasmania. I'm going to play you a duo now, okay? Now, this is by Adam Harvey and Becky Cole. The song was originally done by Dolly Parton and, yes, you know the other chap. I'm not going to say his name because you know who it is. The song is called Islands in the Stream.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. kind of love is wine. It requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We ride it together, making love with each other, Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other. From one lover to another.
I can't live without you if the love was gone. Everything is nothing if you got no one, and you're just walking the night, slowly losing sight of the real thing.
But that won't happen to us, and we got no doubt. Too deep in love, and we got no way out, and the message is clear. This could be the year for the real thing.
No more will you cry, baby, I will hurt you never.
We start and end as one, in love forever. We can ride it together, making love with each other. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other. From one lover to another. In the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other. From one lover to another.
Oh, there we go, folks. That is Adam Harvey and Becky Cole. And it's occurred to me, maybe you don't know who the other person was. Just because I know, I'm assuming you know. That's not right. That's not fair, is it? We shouldn't make assumptions. So it was Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. The song was actually written by the Bee Gees, and it was recorded by Kenny and Dolly. It was released in August of 83 as the first single from Kenny's 15th album, Eyes That See in the Dark. And the Bee Gees released it, a live version actually of that song, in 1998, and they did a studio version in 2001. So there you go, Islands in the Stream. Going to play you a track now by Angie Boxall, and the number is called Run.
I didn't swim, didn't even float. Paddled like mad around the same old moat. Like a rock tied to my ankle, a chain around my throat. Could hardly breathe, let alone float. I saved my money, I made it clear. Worked real hard to get out of here. I had a dream, I forged a plan. A voice in my head said, go, go as fast as you can. So I made a bridge from my coat. With all my strength, I tied it off. That voice in my head said, go, go quickly cross.
Angie Boxall, born in Tasmania. Got some real talent coming out of that state, I've got to tell you. And what a fabulous state Tasmania is too. If you've never seen it, you should do yourself a favour. You know you want to. And check out the place if you're ever on holidays. I'm going to play a song now by Angus Gill. I'm going to do his latest single, okay, which is also with Eric McCusker. The song is called Can You Imagine. Angus Gill, Eric McCusker.
Can you imagine your creations erased? The look on your face, the free fall from grace. Can you imagine the roar of the flood, the maelstrom of mud, and the fear in your blood? It will shake the foundations that we thought were so strong. Looking down on the waters from our tower of song, when the 40 days and nights arrive to rinse all our sins away. Hey, 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 hey. Downstream, the cries of the cattle like a choir in a dream. Can you imagine as the empire submerge, the wild waters surge over minarets and churches? It will shake the fountain. Can you imagine your creations erased? The look on your face, free fall from grace. Can you imagine as the waters subside to reveal what survived? Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
That is, as I said right at the start of the song, okay, folks, it is Angus Gill and Eric McCusker. Now, Eric McCusker, ex-Mondo rock guitarist. Angus was born in Wauchope. Yep, not very far from me at all, on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, if you're not familiar where Wauchope is. And he was one of the youngest performers to play on the Grand Old Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Can you imagine that? Wow. He's got 12 number one singles on the Australian country music radio charts. And yeah, back in 2019, as I said, the youngest artist to perform on the Grand Opry. Wow. Unbelievable. A local lad from Wauchope. I'm going to play you a song now by one of Australia's absolute country legends. In fact, without this guy, his very talented songwriting wife and Old Purple, we probably wouldn't be listening to country music at all in this country. Goes by the name of Slim Dusty. No stranger. Everybody knows good old Slim. Going to play you a song. It's a favourite of mine from his 50th golden anniversary album. It's called Camel Wheel.
Should ever I go back to Camel Wheel, 'twould be in spring when desert flowers bloom. All the spinifex I know would still be there, and the desert pea would brighten up the gloom. Should ever I go back to Camel Wheel, one thing is sure, I'd not be 22, as in that day when I first wandered there. But memories stay with me as memories do. Still I feel the velvet softness of her auburn hair, and see again the moonbeams in her eyes, as I did so long ago when I was there. Youth called to youth in that now distant day. I did not heed, my heart did not reveal. And now I know that love was born and lost in that little border town of Camel Wheel. Sunburnt land, I never found what I had left behind. Oh, the burning fire of that other spring is now but ashes and the hurt won't heal. Time heals all wounds, they say, but leaves the scars. So I think I'll not go back to Camel Wheel. Time heals all wounds, they say, but leaves the scars. So I think I'll not go back to Camel Wheel. No, I think I'll not go back to Camel Wheel.
Oh, there we go, folks. That is Slim. And the song is called Camel Wheel. Fabulous entertainer, the king of Australian country music. I still think he's the king, even to this day. I'm going to play you a song now by a lady who goes by the name of Ashley Dallas. Now, this is her latest single that I'm going to play for you, and it is a number called Secondhand Stories. Ashley Dallas. we go, folks. That is Ashley Dallas, Secondhand Stories. Now, she was born in Tamworth. Yeah, that's the best place to be born if you're interested in becoming a country singer in Australia, I think. And did her first song, her first performance at the age of 5 in her grandfather's barn. And she wrote her first song when she was just 12 years of age. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful, talented lady. I'm going to sing a play. Wish I could sing. I'm going to play a song now. And this is from Johnny Williamson's Mally Boy album. It's one of my first, opportunity of listening to Johnny Williamson way back in the day. Mally Boy was the first album I got by him and absolutely became immediately hooked on country music by that particular artist. Got some sensational songs on there. Galleries of Pink Galahs, I played that a couple of weeks ago. Back in the Isa, Raining on the Rock, Three Rivers Hotel, Cracker Night. Now, that's a fun song. Hey True Blue. What a brilliant, brilliant song and a fabulous album. I'm going to play you a song from it now, and this is one that you probably haven't heard me play on this particular show, but it is a favourite of mine from this particular album. It's a number called Cootamundra Wattle. John Williamson from his Mally Boy album.
Don't go looking through that old camphor box, woman, you know those old things only make you cry. When you dream upon that little bunny rug, makes you think that life has passed you by. There are days when you wish the world would stop, woman, but then you know some wounds would never heal. But when I browse the early pages of the children, then I know exactly how you feel. Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again. It's Sunday and you should stop the worry, woman. Come out here and sit down in the sun. Can't you hear the magpies in the distance? Don't you feel the new day has begun? Can't you hear the bees making honey, woman, in the spotted gums where the bellbirds ring? You might grow old and bitter 'cause you missed it. Now some people never hear such things. Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again. Don't buy the daily papers anymore, woman. Read all about what's going on in hell. They don't care to tell the world of kindness. Good news never made a paper sell. There's all the colours of the rainbow in the garden, woman, and symphonies of music in the sky. Heaven's all around us if you're looking, but how can you see it if you cry? Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again.
John Williamson from his Mally Boy album, Cootamundra Wattle. Had the opportunity of meeting John numerous times, and if you're interested in listening to an interview that I did with John, I've done a couple with John actually, or if you want to see an interview I did with him, a video interview on Facebook, why not go to Aussie Flashbacks on YouTube and you'll find it there. That's Aussie Flashbacks on YouTube, because the interviews I did with John was on my other radio program, which is called Aussie Flashbacks. I've got one other one. If you're interested in tuning into any of the others or listening to any of those interviews or past shows, do go to allaussieradio.com.au. There you will find past shows, full shows, interviews of all the programs, Corner Country, Raymond Oz, and also Aussie Flashbacks. Now, if you want to request anything of any of these programs, follow me on Facebook, All Aussie Radio on Facebook. You can message me there, and there you can request songs, or if you want to ask anything about the shows or people I've met, that's the way you get that done, okay? Now, I'm going to play this next song by Caitlin Shadbolt. Now, I met her at the Toronto Hotel some years ago, and did an interview with her, incidentally, speaking of interviews. She's a very, very talented, very attractive, beautiful young lady. And she sort of, I guess, rose to fame by being on the sixth season of The X Factor. Okay, she was the ninth contestant eliminated. Hasn't stopped her, hasn't deterred her in any way, shape or form. I'm going to play you her latest single now. It's a number called Fly on the Wall. Caitlin Shadbolt.
It's here to stay, and we'll pretend like it will always be this way. 'Cause all of my, all of my, all of my issues come alive whenever I'm with you. Maybe it's all part of life, maybe I am wasting mine. I think you know I'm losing hope that every day, every day, every day I wonder. There's gotta be another way to stop us going under. Maybe if you choose to stay, keep the monsters away, 'cause I
you go, listeners. That is Caitlin Chadbolt. Fabulous entertainer. I did tell you, did I not? So we're going to go from this, because country music in Australia has morphed into many different genres. You've got the pop country and the country rock and so on and so forth. I'm going to play you a song now by one of Australia's traditional country singers and also bush balladeer artists, okay? He recorded his first album back in 1989, and in the following 25 years, he's released 12 more albums. He's also toured internationally and regularly performs at the Tamworth Country Music Festival and various other gigs. I met this chap at the Nanango Country Music Muster, and he goes by the name of Dean Perrott. I'm going to play you a song by him now. It's a number called Kidman Rides Away. Dean Perrott.
You're as big as England, but beneath the Southern Cross. Born from a boy and his one-eyed horse Cyclops. Your sights were on the outback, raising stock and buying land. For five generations, your empire did stand. But tonight I find, as I write these lines, another piece of history, a sign of the times, will vanish with the sale at the end of auction day. But don't forget the legend while Kidman rides away. Bullock teams and wagons, well he watched those days roll by. Taught by the dark man how to track and water find. From the size of Anna Creek to the plains of Durham Down. At bullocks from the channels after rivers flooded down. But tonight I find, as I write these lines, another piece of history, a sign of the time, will vanish with the sale at the end of auction day. But don't forget the legend while Kidman rides away. So ride on, Sir Sidney, I wonder what you'd say if you came back today. But tonight I find, as I write these lines, another piece of history, a sign of the time, will vanish with the sail at the end of auction day. But don't forget the legend while Kidman rides away. But don't forget the legend while Kidman rides away. Rides away, rides away, rides away, he rides away.
Dean Perrott, folks, one of the original bush balladeers, and what a sensational guy he is too. Fair dinkum, down-to-earth, true blue Aussie. Now, this next one I'm going to play is a man who's very, very similar. He is the salt of the earth, this guy. I had the pleasure of meeting him at the music in the Mulga on the Wandilla Station on the other side of Yulo, and what a fabulous guy he is. You can't help but like this man or his singing writing ability. He's got a song here, and this called Stanley and Slim. It's the reason why he sings, folks. Check out the lyrics. Pete Smokey Dawson.
You asked me why I play my country music. You wonder why I show up every year to all those country shows and outback rodeos. I reckon it's a thing that I love dear. J just like Stanley and Slim. That's the reason why I sing, that's the reason why I play this old guitar. That's the reason I'm out there in the wild Australian air. That's the reason, Stanley and Slim. Everywhere I go to those outback country shows reminds me of the traveling days gone by, with balls a roly-poly and a purple old Fairlane, a caravan with Slim's name on the side. There's posters and there's banners and there's reasons why we play. It's the outback towns and country folk that lead you back that way. So when people ask me, Smokey, what's the reason that you sing? I'll tell you, boys, it's Stanley and Slim. Just like Stanley and Slim, that's the reason that I sing. That's the reason that I play this old guitar. That's the reason I'm out there in the wild Australian air. That's the reason, Stanley and Slim. Now that's the reason that I sing. It's Stanley and Slim. Yeah, that's the reason that I sing. Stanley and Slim. 'Cause that's the reason that I sing. Stanley and Slim.
There you go, listeners. That is Pete Smokey Dawson, the song Stanley and Slim, and that's the reason why he sings. And if it wasn't for Stanley Costa, Stan Costa, and of course Slim Dusty, there'd be no country music in this country, I don't reckon. So thanks so much for those guys, and also Pete for making a song about those guys and telling us the reason why he does what he does. This next song is by a gentleman that I met. He goes by the name of Kerry Kennedy, and he's written this song about, I guess, dedicated to the truck drivers that lost their lives and so on and so forth, doing what they do, keeping this country of ours alive by transporting goods and so on and so forth all around the country. They have a festival each year at Gatton called Lights on the Hill, and Kerry Kennedy wrote this song. You listen to the words. It's called Big Rig. He wrote it when he was at Gatton at the Lights on the Hill Festival.
He drives her big rigs. She keeps the home fires burning. Inside the yearning keeps both their love alive. One day children and a yard and swings for playing. Maybe one day keeps both their love alive. And every day seems to get much longer. A photograph don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph and his memories not quite enough. It's over a month now, but he's gotta take this slow. It's just on up the road. I I'll be back home in a day. He kisses her forehead as the tears roll down her face onto the lace of the dress she bought today. And every day seems to get much longer. A photograph don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph and his memories not quite enough.
Kerry Kennedy, listeners, and the Double Barrel Band, okay? And what can I tell you? The album's called Going Home, and what a sensational bloke he is, and what a fabulous performer, and a real decent, down-to-earth guy, I've got to tell you. I've had the pleasure of meeting him, and yeah, he's a really, really nice fella. I'm going to play you a song now by a very talented, beautiful lady. Goes by the name of Beck Hance, and this will be my last one for the show, folks. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've been bringing to you, and don't forget we do it every Sunday. It is called Corner Country, and it is on allaussieradio.com.au and also 87.6, which is, of course, Backwater Country, and 97.7, which is Tasman FM. The song I'm going to wind up with is by Beck Hance, and it's a number called The Ballad of Castlereagh.
He hadn't been inside the yard since back when he was foaled. A little point they'd overlooked in the spiel that I'd been told. I'd driven many miles to buy this red colt sight unseen, when I chose him by his picture from some horse deals magazine. For this flash chestnut stock horse colt I had the future planned. On the family cattle station up near Roma in Queensland, I'd picked him out in New South Wales, right down Gilgandra way, when I named him from the river there and called him Castlereagh. He still ran at his mother's side though he was 2 years old, and it came to no surprise to see that she'd look well in fold. He'd never felt the touch of hands, he'd never known the taste of mixed up feed prepared by man or a tube of worming paste. They led the mare into the yard to trap her wild-eyed son, then whisked her out of sight to some far part of the run. He charged around the yard in fear, the rails he tried to climb. I know I should have turned my back on the deal around that time. But I was just a cocky kid, brimful of sap and pride, and I couldn't let those yokels think I feared this cult to ride. And at last we got him in the float, it took all flame, and they, like a bomb all set to blow, was Castlereagh. Of God, we made it home, but things got worse from there. The colt set out to make a man of this cocky young bush lad. It's like a spring that's overwhelmed from his outbursts, I'd say. I'd used up all my good luck on close shaves with Castlereagh. For weeks his outlook looked the same, a world of fear and fright. All at once he came around, it seemed like overnight. It was like he came to realise what I wanted him to do. I've since heard from horsemen, they've struck him like that too. I was just a cocky kid, brimful of sap and pride, and I couldn't let those yokels think I feared this colt to ride. And at last we got him in the float, took all flame, and they, like a bomb all set to blow, was Castlereagh. Time and tide awake, no men, and the years did slip away. The change to farming saw me with no use for Castlereagh. And a young girl looking for a horse took Castlereagh on trial. But within days she'd brought him back, said he was too docile. Just a cocky kid, brimful of sap and pride, and I couldn't let those yokels think I feared this colt to ride. And at last we got him in the float, it took all flame, and they, like a bomb all set to blow, was Castlereagh. Like a bomb all set to blow, was Castlereagh.
Well, there you go, folks.
He hadn't been inside the yard since back when he was foal. A little point they'd overlooked in the spiel that I'd been told.
There you go, folks. Beck Hance, and the album is called All About Mates. Folks, it's time for me to put the horse in the stable. Yep, kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. So until next week, folks, yee-haw, I'm going to see you somewhere around Corner Country.